Hare Krishna, a happy 527th Gaurabda New Year to everyone. Yes, it's the 527th year when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth. It's not 2013, and it's not really New Year either. A New Year is Gaur Purnima. That is our Vaishnava tradition, but because the rest of the world changes from one year to the other, this time, for the sake of practicality and convenience, we have to do it as well. But as far as celebration is concerned, we didn't have celebration last night. We have celebration on Gaur Purnima. And we did have festival yesterday. We had our Sankirtan festival, our post-Prabhupada marathon book distribution festival, and that was very wonderful. And that continued on into the evening, where there was a program, and we had kirtan up until midnight. Now my program, just to bring everyone up to speed, is that this afternoon I'll be going to London. And tomorrow, on the 2nd in the morning, I'll go into a hospital where I'll be having some pre-surgery tests. And on the 3rd, I'll go into the hospital for 2-3 days, nights, and have a prostate operation, the details of which I won't get into, but if you want to know more about it, you can look it up on the internet. It's called a TURP, T-U-R-P. And Dr. Sundarananda, who's an initiated disciple of Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he'll do the operation. He's one of the top urologists of the country. And he's arranged a very nice facility, accommodation in the hospital. My request to devotees in UK, especially in London, who are hearing this, is not to plan any visits to the hospital. I'm not those type of patients who likes a lot of people coming and going, or to speak of people asking me how I am. I can tell you in advance, I'm okay. However, I'm hoping that this operation will really sort of bring an end to all the disruption that I've had to my service, time, energy, lifestyle this year, and to a lesser extent over the last 5 years. That will give me a better quality of health and service. And once I get out of hospital, then I'll be turning to where I'm staying. And then, depending on how I feel, I'll make myself available, if I feel well enough, for sort of limited time visits to devotees who want to, or for some little reading or something like that. And I'll stay in the UK tentatively until the 14th. On the 12th and 13th, they have Holy Name weekend. I don't know how much I'll be participating in that in terms of active kirtan, how much I'll be able to sit and so on. Anyway, we'll see. And then, all things being equal, I'll be coming back here to Hungary on the 14th for 2 weeks before heading off to India. So that's a bit of an update on what I'll be doing as far as how I'm doing, how the operation went, and so on. When I'm able, I will do a podcast and communicate to the listeners. Otherwise, devotees can, if they're looking for some type of immediate update, then they can communicate to Shabihai Prabhu, who will have a UK SIM card, and he will, in some mysterious way, communicate that telephone number, make it available to someone from whom devotees can get the number and contact him. That will arrange tomorrow. So happy, prosperous, Krishna conscious upcoming year in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone, and Hare Krishna.